اول شيء اخذ طريقه امير اهل السنه حضرت علامه مولانا ابو بلال محمد الياس الطار قادري رزوي زيائي تام بركاتهم العاليه has given more examples of this to awaken us to the traps of shaitan. We all know that Satan, the cursed one, at one stage he was the teacher of the angels. He himself was not an angel, he was amongst the jinn, but he was a teacher of the angels at one stage. But because of his pride and his boastfulness, these things destroyed him and he became a disbeliever. He became a non-Muslim. Therefore, he does all his might. He puts in all his efforts to try to mislead people. He spends his every moment in creating evil whispers, waswasa, in the person's heart. And when that person is about to die, when the person is about to die, he uses all his power to anyhow try to snatch his iman, the person's faith, so the person has a bad death, a bad ending. It is stated that when a person is about to leave this world, listen very carefully, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person is about to leave this world, when he's about to die, then two devils, two Satans, they come and they sit on his right and left hand side. The Satan on the left, he adopts the appearance of that person's father. And he says, "Oh my son, look, I am your kind and concerned father. I advise you to accept a different religion, the religion of Christianity, and then die, because this is the best religion." The Satan on the right side, he advises him as he comes in the form of or the appearance of the mother, the person's mother, and advises him, "Oh my beloved child, I kept you in my womb, I fed you milk and I cared for you in my lap. Oh beloved son, I advise you that you should accept a different religion, accept the religion of Judaism before dying, because this is the best religion." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it is certainly a very worrisome issue. When a person has a fever or has a severe headache, it is very difficult for him to make a clear decision. The pain at the time of death is even more severe. It is stated in Sharh al-Sudur that if a drop of the pain during death is distributed among the inhabitants of all the worlds and the skies, all of them would die. If at this delicate moment, if Satan appears in the form of a person's parents, imagine how difficult it would be to remain steadfast on the religion of Islam. It is stated in Kimiya-e-Sa'adat that Sayyidina Umaymar bin Amir, famously known as Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, states, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, no one can feel self-assured and confident that at the time of death he will remain in Islam." The great Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stated, "When death is nearing, Satan appears with his companions, disguised as the friends and the relatives of the dying person. They all say to this person, 'Brother, we have already tasted death before you. Whatever happens after death, we are fully aware of it. Now it is your time. We advise you that you should adopt a different religion, adopt the religion of Judaism, because this is the religion which is accepted to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If that dying person does not accept this advice, these devils, these shayateen, they appear in the shape of his other friends and advise him, 'Adopt the religion of another, adopt the religion of Christianity, because this is the religion which has cancelled the religion of Moses, Musa alayhi salam.' In this manner, they adopt various and different disguises in the form of various friends, and they advise him to adopt the belief and aqeedah of different misled groups and sects. For whomsoever it was written that he would turn away from the truth, would accept the corrupt sects and groups and become misled. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on our condition. We don't know what will happen to us at the time of death. We have committed many, many sins. We do not have any good deeds to our name. We should make dua, O Allah Azza wa Jal, prevent shaitan, the cursed Satan, from coming to us at the time of death and bless us with a visit from Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.